Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Alexander on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Let's go right to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines for Josh in Golden Meadow. Go ahead, Josh. You're on line one, Scott. You're on WWL.
Bobby J.
Hey, Josh. What's up, man?
Hey, good. Listen, man, I was just hoping I could open some people's eyes. And I know this is sports talk, and maybe we don't want to talk about LSU right now. But we just want to talk a little bit about down the bayou, where you and Mike are from and where we all grew up and where we did our thing for many years. The pictures that everybody's getting on Facebook and the media does no justification to what took place there. I can urge you and Mike and tell you to take an actual ride down there from La Rose or from Raceland all the way to Grand Isle, and I promise you, if you don't end up with tears in your eyes, it's impossible. And Bobby, we've been knowing each other a long, long time.
Right.
The devastation is unbelievable. 75.6% of the people from the 10th ward had no wind insurance because the wind insurance has escalated so high over the years that you can't afford it. And what you're seeing now with the blue tarps and the abandoned buildings is just going to be there in 3 or 4 years. It's impossible to come back. And I took a ride into Grand Isle, and I can tell you, when I first rode in, looking at everything, the excitement, you were looking at it. When I rode out of that place, 40% of the buildings are gone. The rest of the buildings that are there are damaged almost beyond repair. There's some stuff that's built to Category 5, the new bills, with all the regulations that withstood minor damage. But man, when you're driving through there, there's a 3-foot hole on LA-1 that they're digging out right now. LA-1 has 3 foot of sand on it on Grand Isle. I saw a business that had 4 foot of sand inside the building in the beginning of the island. For that area, for La Rose on down, to be able to come back and the tax base to come back, I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm told there's 50-something vessels either on land or sunk in the water, and this is water. This is fish boats, shrimp boats, barges, houseboats.
Now that's on Bayou Lafourche, Josh?
That's Bayou Lafourche.
Bayou Lafourche, yeah.
When I cross the bridge in Leeville, there's a 220-foot utility boat sitting in the middle of the marsh. There's shrimp boats on the land. And look, the guys that make a living from shrimping, they can't leave. The Bayou Lafourche is 50-something boats in the pass, in the canal, in the main bayou. And nothing's being done. I mean, on the national level, I know it's just 10 days afterwards, but typically in the past when I'd see these storms, you know, a bunch of older guys and younger guys would get together and start moving these vessels out. But there's so many of them right now, and there's nothing. These shrimp boats can't go out. They can't make a living. Port Fouchon is shut down. They're moving the most of the operations from what we're hearing to Galveston until it gets cleared up. that's how only Hurrah and Lafourche Parish. And I mean, it not only employs, but it provides so much energy to the whole United States. That place has to get up and going. But I urge you, if you can get any national media to actually go ride down there and take a look at the total devastation. I mean, people and
Josh,
Bobby,
that's,
you know,
been the issue. Josh, that's been the issue for a lot of the residents of Lafourche, Terrebonne, the River Parish is, hey, everybody's painting this picture that New Orleans is starting to come back online, but what about us? A lot of them are saying
that. The same thing, how the nation didn't even recognize what happened in Lake Charles. I mean, if you don't live...
And it's over a year.
Yeah, it's over a year.
It's
exactly.
A year later.
Exactly.
We become the barrier islands, Josh and Bobby. You guys know this. We become the barrier islands now for New Orleans and Jefferson Parish. People don't have no realization of that. There is no marsh anymore. That's gone. And
everything I grew up doing and seeing is all gone now. It's dissipated.
Yeah. Josh, thanks for calling in.
Now, wait, Josh, before we let you go, I was talking with the people at Rouse's and the Saints, radio network and the salespeople at WWL. And the one thing I know, you always need water. So I think, okay, so what can I, do? I mean, is that just talk about the water situation down there and how much impact, if you just have even water, how much that would be somewhat encouraging day to day?
We have running water, but it's brown, so you can't do anything with it. You can shower with it, and that's it. There's a need for water. There's a need for tarps. There's a huge need for gasoline. The stations that do open, they're limiting people to run their generators to 10 gallons. The food, Rouse's is open in La Rose. There's not another supermarket open. Poor Galliana IGA, the roof came off for the fifth time in 45 years. And, and when you go around Rouge Vide, and you know where that is, that's where the whole heart of Lafourche Parish is. There's a lot of old people there, old people. And they're just walking around in a daze right now. They want their roof covered. They think they do. They don't know what to do. They have no insurance. And they're just walking around in a daze. And that's a big part of the community.
Josh, this is a great call and very informative and, I think, illuminating quite a few things. Josh, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you all. All right. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to line two, Scott. Dean Blanchard from Grand Isle. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, how y'all doing, Bobby and Mike?
Hey, Dean. Bobby, Mike, and Christian. What you got, Dean?
Oh, not too much. I'm just leaving Grand Isle there. We got a mess down here, Bobby. I mean, we had more wind than I ever seen for a hurricane. I mean, we got more structural damage than ever seen. We didn't have the water damage of Katrina, but we had way more wind damage than Katrina. I'm in a bad situation. I just had neck surgery. Watching LSU with stuff, but the worst part, I married my wife owns part of the Packers.
Oh, part of the Packers, so she's invested in the Packers. Well, you have to tell her this week you're going against her. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be arguing all week. She'll have a green suit on. We actually went to a Packer game in Lambeau, and we're coming back in the motorhome, and we get stopped by the police. And I'm driving in my tank stuff, and the mayor of a ball was with me. He's in his tank suit, and the guy, the state trooper says, oh, y'all went to the game? I said, yeah. He said, y'all Saints fans? Oh, yeah. And I hollered at Jody, hey, get the paperwork. She comes out all dressed in green. He said, where'd she come from?
Yeah, where'd you come from? A Packer fan in Louisiana. Yeah, that's, the Packers, they don't have that individual owner. But, Dean, when you look at Grand Isle right now and you look at Fouchon, then obviously Bayou Lafourche, what are your prospects going forward? Is it a matter of months or, you can see the light in the end of the tunnel in 2021 or what?
I tell you what, I had to talk to the governor today. The lieutenant governor was down. Gary Graves was down. Talked to Cassidy yesterday. Talked to Kennedy this morning. Chip Klein, CPRA, DOT, We got stuff moving. I mean, I'm basically right now we're waiting on water. I'm ready to open. If I get water tomorrow, I'm ready to start buying shrimp. We got a bridge in Golden Meadow down with a down control panel. I had a DOT was down. They're working on that. Hopefully tomorrow. They said if it dries out, they'll get it open. They'll let the shrimp boats out to go work. We got a couple of boats that are out right now. The shrimping is great. You know, I mean, hey, this is where we live. This is what happens. I mean, if we live in Los Angeles, there'd be an earthquake. We live in the Midwest, it'd be a tornado. This is where we choose to live. I mean, it's tough, but I mean, you can't let it get you down. I mean, we luckier than most. You know, I see people I feel sorry for them every day. I mean, we actually, we sleeping in the cold, you know, with air condition. I had friends actually let me park my bus in, I parked by Mr. Jimmy Martin in Galliano. He was very grateful. My generator went out on my bus, and he let me plug in and tie into his generator. And, you know, you find out who your friends are, and the community comes together on something like this, you know.
Well, if you got an old lady next door. Yeah.
You help her put her tarp up, you know?
Right. Everyone pulls together. But, Dean, we were talking with Josh Jambon. And the thing is about how about the channels or Bailafouche being clogged with the boats and how that's unsafe. You talk about the shrimpers and the fishing industry, about being able to get and navigate with all the wreckage because the boats and the obstacles there.
We're on one boat. We moved this morning. I was stopping the boat south of the Golden Meadow Bridge, and we got boats out today. And tomorrow, if the bridge gets put up, we'll get another chunk of boats out tomorrow. I worked with the Coast Guard. Garrett Grave yesterday got called the Admiral of the Coast Guard from Washington, D.C. I talked with him for 20 minutes. I told him, I said, our Cajuns know how to navigate that bay. They've been navigating that all their life.
Right.
I said, who would you want to be on a boat with? A Cajun that grew up on Bailafouche for 50 years? Or a Coast Guard guy from Missouri.
Come on. Hello.
Open it up. we're gonna make our way out that bayou. We didn't park there to tear our boat to hit a sunk boat and sink it. We're not that stupid. We know what we're doing. They need to get out of our way and let us do what we do best. This ain't our first hurricane. This won't be our last hurricane. We don't need people coming up here and telling us what we can do. Stay out of our way and let us do what we know how to do.
All right, Dean. Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Dean, one question I got for you. This is Mike. Man, people don't realize how much seafood, I mean, you're involved with. And you're not only feeding Louisiana people, you're feeding people across the country. And we've talked about the oil and gas industry, and that's such a huge part of what we got to protect here. But what you've been able to do in the seafood industry is unbelievable. And kind of tell everybody a little bit about the people and the amount, the pounds and pounds, tons of shrimp and crab, everything else that you involved with feeding all of America, not just Louisiana.
Well, at one time, at the height of our thing, we was doing about 12% of all the domestic shrimp in the United States was coming out of Grand Isle, Louisiana, out of my facility. I'm going to be short the next week because I promised from the governor on down an ice chest to everybody today if they leave us alone. So I got to get a truckload of ice chests of shrimp. Be going all over Baton Rouge next week. But, no, Mike, we was lucky. We worked hard, and we got, you know, the Cajuns are resilient. They're some of the most resilient people in the world, man. I mean, we know what to do. We know what to do. We just need the government. We need some help sometime, but what we need more of is stay out of our way and let us do what we know how to do. And we'll get back together. We'll get it going, and we'll help the old lady up the street. We you know, Cajuns help people. That's how we was born and raised. Mike, you know how it is down the bayou.
I know.
I mean, we're never going to let
it's happening. It's happening where I live. Yeah. Listen, Dean, think think about this. I live 119 miles away from Grand Isle. I got 140 mile an hour winds at my house. Just think about that. What impact happened in Golden Meadow and in Foshaw and Galliana and LaRose when I got 140 in Matthews Lockport Raceland?
We had 200 mile an hour wind for this storm. Well, I don't know. Somebody told me they called it a Category 4. They're wrong. I've talked to several people that were on supply boats that caught winds at over 190 for a couple of hours. Not just a thing, but for hours. For hours. We took a beat. This is the most devastating windstorm ever to hit the continental United States. There's no doubt in my mind.
Dean Blanchard, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Have a good day, man.
All right. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.